Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea. Not me being gone for 7 months. Like, what in the world is happening here? 7 months is crazy, but yeah. Hi. Welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. My name is Andrea, and sometimes I be ghosting this podcast, and I don't be meaning to, but then again I do, but then again I don't be wanting to, but then again, look, I ain't really got no excuse, but we're here, okay? We are here, all right? We are flourishing. Well, not really, but we are here, okay? Let's just say that. Let's just start there, okay? It is November. Today is the 23rd, tomorrow is the 24th, and if you've been rocking with your girl for years, then you know tomorrow is my birthday. Not her going to be 34. Not me getting up there. I'm getting up there in age, and yeah, I wanted to do an episode. I really just wanted to catch you guys up. I really just wanted to talk this thing out because I've just been really in my head about a lot of things, especially when it comes to Living in Pursuit, the brand, the business, all of the things. Y'all, please just give me some grace. Please give me some grace. Please excuse the inconsistency. And yeah, I just be needing some breaks. Clearly, I just be needing some breaks to really recalibrate my mind and get back closer to the Father. Y'all know this past year has been very, very tough on your girl. But part of the reason why I'm coming back to the podcast and really why I wanted to do an episode today is because this past weekend, I had a conversation with a friend, and actually I had two conversations, but the first conversation was centered around things that have been going on in schools, things that have been going on with our children, young children. There's a lot going on inside of the school. From sexual immorality to abuse to neglect, abandonment, all kinds of things that these kids are going through. And the second conversation that I had was about the exact same thing. Two different people, right? Two different days, two different situations. And the conversation about children and youth and, you know, kids and schools and everything just keeps surfacing and really keeps coming my way. God has pivoted me in consulting, and y'all, I promise y'all, we're gonna get into this because there is a lot that is happening, okay? But a part of this is God has sent me into the consulting space, and so now I have been in a space where he is calling me to develop curriculums. He's called me to develop like programs and things like that, resources for children, for kids specifically. And while, you know, I've developed my own curriculums, I've, you know, developed my own programs within Living in Pursuit, the coaching side, this is really challenging me to go a little bit deeper, because there is so much going on with our children, especially with the state of the world and the United States and the government and all kinds of things, right? We are just, we're just having a time here in America, right? And during that conversation, during one of those conversations that I had, I really had to step into ministry mode, because a child was being affected by a lot of the stuff that we talked about in the conversation. So I had to put my ministry hat on, and I had not been putting my ministry hat on for real, as it pertains to like me, like praying over people, me like going deep, like being spiritual, right? I haven't done that in a while when it comes to like one-on-one situations and, you know, face-to-face conversations and things like that. But I had to put my ministry hat on. And after that conversation, they literally asked me, or they made a comment and they said, "Girl, you need a podcast." And I was like, "I have one." And they said, "Well, let me know where it's at so I can go listen to it." Mind you, up until today, my podcast was off the record, like off of all of the streaming platforms. You couldn't even find Living in Pursuit. And honestly, I was cool with that. Y'all, like, I was cool when not being found. I was cool when not being, like, not doing ministry. I was good on that. And some of you could probably tell, like, even within the last season, I was focused on business. All of this crying and warring and, you know, spiritual warfare and dealing with people, getting my heart broke, losing friends, all of the things that these past seasons have, you know, sent my way. I was over it. I was like, I'm cool if I don't ever get back on this podcast. I'm cool if I don't ever talk to anybody else about my relationship with God. I'm cool on God. I'm cool on this podcast. And I'm cool on ministry. Like, I was at that point, y'all. I was just over. I'm feeling like Summer Walker. I was finally over it. I'm like, "God, you calling me to do too much. Like, this is taking too much out of me. This is stretching me too much. This is causing me to really dive deep into some things that I don't want to dive deep into. This is causing me to really love people and love difficult people in a way where now it is frustrating me, and it is just turning my heart towards the people that you have called me to." And when I say turn my heart, I'm literally talking about Jesus calls us to love one another, right? You know, God, and even as a Christian, he calls us to, you know, share, you know, burdens with one another and, you know, be in community and all of the things, right? But after a couple of encounters with difficult people and people that just didn't love me the way I expected them to love me, I was over it. I'm like, "Well, if this is how, you know, being a light is, this if this is what being a light is, if this is what God calls us to be, if this is how God wants us to love other people, especially people who are difficult, if this is how God wants us to disciple and minister people who are broken, like for real, people who, you know, are in darkness, then I don't want to do that." Straight up, get somebody else to do it, please. I don't want to do that. And the more I kept saying yes to God, the more I was obedient to God, it felt like I was the one getting my heart broke. It felt like I was the one that was suffering or just really being hurt by those that God called me to love and to stand for and to pray for and to intercede for. And it felt like for months that what I do as a vessel for God, what I do as a voice for God, what I do as a Christian was just more than I could bear. It was a lot on my plate. It was even going into the prophetic. Why do you keep showing me this if it hasn't happened yet? God, why do you keep talking to me about this if it looks like this or if it appears to be like this? God, why do you keep sending me into these types of industries where all of this darkness is going on? Like, at some point, can we just have some joy? At some point, can we not have to war against the enemy? At some point, can we not have to tarry? Like, I am exhausted spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Like, I don't want to have to pray against this thing every other day. Like, I'm tired, right? Why can't we just chill? Why can't we just chill? And when I had that conversation with that person and they said, oh, you should have a podcast, or you need to get on a podcast. And I answered and said, I do have a podcast. And then they asked, well, I said, oh, I haven't been on it in a while. And they was like, why not? And in that moment, I couldn't even answer them. I couldn't answer them because it was a loaded question. It was like, well, why haven't you been on your podcast? Why haven't you been talking to people about this? Why have you not been, you know, talking about certain things in regards to your relationship with God, right? Like, why? Like, what's going on? And I realized that I have been avoiding ministry. I have been avoiding this podcast. I have been avoiding my call because I went through a rough patch, because God walked me through a season of training me to love difficult people. I was starting to become an avoidant. I didn't want to spend time with God. I didn't even want to fool with God, for real. Because it was like, why are we doing all this? Why we got to do all of this, right? Why are things so hard? Why am I losing people? Why am I losing things? Why is this happening to me? X, Y, and Z, right? And so even like that heaviness just made me want to avoid like Christianity altogether. Like, I stopped watching podcasts. I stopped watching sermons for a while. I stopped reading my word. Like, I was literally avoiding having faith for impossible things. I was avoiding talking to God, because this is the thing about your relationship with God. You can't avoid him. You can't. So if you are avoiding him, it's on purpose. It's you forcing yourself not to pray. Even when you feel the Holy Spirit telling you to pray for something, it's you forcing yourself not to open up that Bible that's sitting right next to you. It's you actively choosing not to be intimate with God, because your relationship with God requires all of your emotions, all of your thoughts, all of your mindset, like everything, because you are in a relationship with God. So when you start becoming resentful towards God, when you start feeling some type of way about your circumstances and your situation and, you know, the promises, the things that he's giving you to steward over, and things are not looking the way that you, you know, desire them to look, when things are just not happening for you, you feel personally attacked. You feel like you're doing something wrong. You feel like you're not doing enough. You feel. And I took some time to not feel nothing. I'm just being honest with y'all. I took some time to not feel anything. So instead of me convening with God and being intimate with God, I chose to avoid him. But during that conversation of talking about these kids and really seeing how God is shifting me into this space in my business, I'm sitting up here like, oh, I'm still called to this even when I don't feel like it. I'm still called to minister to people even when I've been hurt by people. Oh, God still speaks to me even when I choose to avoid him. Oh, God still gives me revelation. He still gives me confirmations. He still prompts me and he still uses me in ways that only he can use me, regardless of how I feel, regardless of how I show up, regardless of how I steward over something. Like, he's like, that conviction really started to hit me today, really, as I was leaving church. It really started to hit me. It was like, yeah, you're going through some rough patches, Andrea. Yeah, you're going through X, Y, and Z. You know, God has you in a season where you have to wait. Yes, the waiting is getting hard. Yes, the waiting is getting weighty. Yes, it's hard. Yes, this walk with Christ is hard. But that does not mean that you get to choose when and how you show up in your call, because you're still called to this. You can't abandon your call just because you got hurt. You can't abandon your call just because things aren't happening the way you want them to happen. You can't abandon this call that God has given you, because whether you feel good or feel great or feel whatever, however you feel, he's still going to call you. He's still going to get on that phone and he's still going to put you in situations where people are going to start talking to you. Y'all just going to have a random conversation, and something that they said is going to trigger some type of revelation or some type of confirmation on the inside of me. It's something. God is still going to put you in situations. He's still going to allow you to have experiences where the word that he gave you, his word, it don't even have to be a prophetic word, but his word is going to trigger you. For example, I came there with the idea of preparing for my birthday. You know, like, I got, you know, got to get this done, got to get that done, right? I'm not thinking about my business. I'm not thinking about what God, the deeper things that God has called me to. I'm not, like, that's not on my mind. But as soon as I have a conversation with this person, it's triggering the deep and hidden things that God spoke to me about. I can't run away from that. I can't ignore that. No matter how much I try, no matter how much I try to avoid it, I cannot run away from the call on my life. And you can't either. What I've been learning is that God does not show favoritism. He gives us favor, yes, but he does not show favoritism. Like, he is not a respecter of persons, meaning just because I'm anointed doesn't mean that I can't go through anything. Just because I'm intimate with God, just because I hear from God, just because I have a deep and close relationship with God doesn't mean that I am exempt from being hurt by people. Like, just because God gave me a business does not mean it's going to flourish in every season. Sometimes I'm going to have to go through rough patches too. Sometimes I'm going to have to walk through the fire too when it comes to this entrepreneurship journey. We are not exempt from anything just because we prophesy, we pray, we spend time with God. We hear God's voice. We have dreams, things that God tells us come to pass. Like, just because we are gifted and anointed, that does not mean we do not go through things. And that does not mean that we are not scheduled for a time of testing and a time of really just going through trials. So I have been just having like a lot of like ups and downs throughout my life. And at some point it gets to you get to a place where you're like, all right, when is my winning season going to come? When am I going to start winning? When am I going to like get out of this Job season? When am I going to get out of being hidden? Like, when am I going to start experiencing a different kind of life? When am I going to start experiencing, you know, the life that I desire, right? So I was convicted in that moment, and I do realize that while this call is hard, while life is hard, while things don't go your way, all of the things, that does not give you permission to abandon your call. It doesn't give you permission to, you know, just throw your hands up and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm over this. Because what you're going to find is that the work that God has given you to do in this call, this work is never going to end. There's always going to be somebody that needs prayer. There's always going to be somebody going through a rough time in their life that needs your inspiration, that needs your encouragement, that needs to see somebody thriving, that needs to see somebody get through a rough patch. Like, ministry, when it comes to ministry and the call, and your ministry might be your music, it might be your business, it might be, you know, just utilizing your skills and your gifts and everything like that. It doesn't have to be like, you know, inside of a church, being a pastor, being an evangelist, whatever the case may be, inside of the four walls of a church. But whatever your ministry is, whatever the work that God has given you to do, you're never going to run out of work. There's always going to be somebody that needs your voice, that needs your work, that needs your art, that needs your gifts, that needs your insight, your wisdom, your creativity, whatever. Just because you were rejected by some and you felt the sting of that and you felt, you know, the devastation of that, does not mean that everyone is going to reject you. It does not mean that you're going to experience that all your life. Like, even I myself have to have hope that one day I am going to experience life outside of loneliness, outside of misery, outside of, you know, just feeling like you're going through the fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, some days are better than others, but even as I reflect, my birthday's tomorrow. So even as I reflect on these 34 years of my life, I'm sitting up here like, yeah, out of all of the things that I've pursued, out of all of the things that I've accomplished, I am ready for a turnaround. I'm just ready for a new level. I'm ready for a new season, right? So there is some faith. There is always going to be a time where you need your faith. You cannot abandon it because it's going to be a requirement. So, yes, my faith was bruised in previous seasons, in the previous months, but that conversation that I had, but also just understanding that this podcast ain't even mine for real. this business ain't even mine for real. This gift ain't even mine. Who am I to shut it down? Who am I to call it quits? Who am I to be like, yeah, pack it up? Who am I to have a say so in when I use my gift or when I show up for my podcast, when I show up in my business? Like, ultimately, this is God's business. This is God's podcast. This is God giving me something to steward over. Yes, take your breaks, take your time to, you know, really get yourself together, but come on back. I know it's hard. I know it gets crazy sometimes. I know you looking at this like, God, do you really want me to do this for real? Because, yeah, it's looking real crazy over here. All right. But, yeah, I was overthinking my episodes. I'm like, even now, I'm like, okay, well, now I got to talk about this. Okay, well, now I got to talk about that. I'm not finna do that this season. Okay. Y'all just gonna get what you get and don't throw a fit. Okay. Y'all, look. We ain't finna be over here over planning because, y'all, my birthday's tomorrow. I had a whole plan. I said I was going to New Orleans. I'm gonna give me a hotel room. I'm gonna lock myself in a hotel room for 2 days. I'm going to have this outfit. I'm gonna buy this. I'm gonna have my hair like that. I'm gonna go to this restaurant. Ain't none of that happened. Nothing. None of it. None of it. So, yeah, if it's not apparent by now that my plans, the stuff that I be wanting to do, don't be in alignment with God, sometimes, like, we just gonna have to accept it, all right? Because, look, I ain't making no more plans. Well, you know, yes, I am. But if they don't, I'm at a point now where I'm like, if the plan don't go according to plan, it just don't need to go that way. Like, I'm not getting upset about it anymore. I'm not going to throw a fit about it anymore. I'm not going to be upset about it anymore. Not going to cry about it. Not going to get in my feels about it no more. Like, if I had a plan and it don't go that way, that means God don't want it to go that way. God wanted to go a different way. So that's what we going to do. I'm going to enjoy my birthday. I'm going to go get me some sushi. Y'all, my nails is done. And I just want to say, eating. She's eating. I don't know. I have a new Instagram. Don't ask. Just go follow me and see what I got going on over there. YouTube channel has been booming. Okay. Getting the entrepreneurs and the young professionals together. Okay. So if you got a business, if you are called to entrepreneurship, go subscribe to the YouTube channel, Drea K TV. I'm showing the entrepreneurs how to create workflows, the different type of systems that you need for your business, marketing strategies, branding strategies, everything. Okay, look, just go over there, check me out, subscribe if you haven't already. The three main platforms that I will be on this year and really the year to come is LinkedIn, YouTube, and Substack. So you might see me on Instagram, you might not, but YouTube, LinkedIn, and Substack, that's where your girl will be, and this podcast, of course. But yeah, y'all, we're just gonna get these episodes out because the Lord convicted me, not because oh, it's been a while, or, you know, I want to do this. Because I don't. I'm choosing to show up, especially in this new emerging version of myself. I'm choosing to show up despite how I feel, despite the circumstances, despite what trials and tribulations I go through. I'm now showing up because God told me to, and because somebody needs what God gave me. My prayer has been, Lord, help me become a better steward. And clearly, this podcast is something that I definitely have to steward over better. So that's what we're doing. I don't know when we're gonna come out with the next episode, but go back and listen to the other ones, because y'all, we ain't been on air in a couple of months, so maybe you need to catch up, maybe you need to take a refresh. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to come on here and just kind of say hi. I wanted to pop in, like, what's up, what's going on, y'all? I got convicted the other day because I ain't been on here, so now we're on here. All right. But yeah, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I pray that the Lord gives me the strength to continue to do what he has called me to do, because the call is heavy and it's getting heavier. The coaching programs, the curriculums that he's having me write, the everything, the consulting, everything's getting heavy. Everything. The weight of his glory is getting heavier to carry and heavier to bear. And y'all just pray for my health and strength, because I can't get out of this if I tried. But anyway, I hope that this episode was encouraging to you all. Make sure you check out all of those other social media platforms that I mentioned earlier. And yeah, make sure you check the show notes for all of the information. If you want to join my Substack community, if you want to join my email list, all of the things. Yeah, I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.